What a pleasant good morning it is. Thursday edition of Brass Stacks, August 11, 2019. The number to call, 434-1790, WhatsApp 266-4862. I look forward to your calls and your WhatsApps. We have with us in the studio Michelle, and she will be with us until 2 p.m. We're going until 2 p.m. today. I'm Lisa Gale, and I'm reminded of the importance of finishing well. You may start with a little blip, or you may start with a little challenge, but focus on finishing well. That's my message today. Finish well. Whatever you're working on, whatever you started, you had some challenges, whatever, finish well. We have a caller on the line. I will see our WhatsApps shortly, and we will call. I'll try to engage as much as possible today. I have a thought on my mind, and that's really about the economy today. We would have heard the governor of the central bank some days ago, sometime last week, talk about what's going on in the economy. In this second half of, or the first half of the year, he was reflecting on. And we see so far there was the fiscal position improving. That was one of the things that was of note. We must be reminded, as the economists tell us, not to treat fiscal improvements as an overall economic improvement, and that can, we can delve into that a bit more. That's simply because economic growth, as we know, those numbers were not numbers that we would want to see on a continuum. We are aware that we are in a IMF program, and therefore we will have some slow growth. Actually, it was forecast that there would be little to no growth, given the work that is ongoing in terms of fiscal consolidation and dealing with the debt, etc. So that's something that we talked a bit about, or the governor spoke about a bit. We had some reaction from a number of quarters, including one of my good colleagues in Canada. And we know that just having better fiscal improvement is not just the best barometer for that improvement of growth, but at least it is something that we hold on to, because we were having some serious fiscal challenges just a couple months prior. So that's one blessing I see for sure coming out of the discussion from the governor. And he did speak on the target, which I thought, and I've said this to several persons, I think that 6% primary balance target, in the short time period for which it is supposed to be achieved, is a very aggressive and ambitious desire. And we've seen, not just in terms of the fiscal consolidation, but with respect to the debt levels coming down substantially. And I recall back in 2018, we had figures of 170% of gross domestic product as a percentage. If you exclude the NAS and others, it came down to 157%. But we are now at 124% down in terms of our debt levels. So that's a big improvement, and that's something as well that we should be pleased about. I see that unemployment is not improving in a major way, but we still have a lot of things to do. We have some interesting sectors that I see as those that have potential, but that's one thing I would want our government to spend a little more time on, and that is generating employment. We have a lot of very high youth unemployment rate. Even although we have unemployment across the spectrum, the youth, that figure is even larger. Yes, it is similar to those in the region, but it is something that we can work on in such a way. And I remember 2 weeks ago when I was here, we talked as well about the reserves. And I actually had a discussion back and forth with one of our callers. And he was saying that the central bank governor did not say $1.2 billion is what our import cover is. Well, I can say no. We all heard it. The debt levels, the reserve levels are coming back to normal, and we're now at just shy of 16 weeks import cover. So that is a positive, and that's something we should continue. Yes, it is because we've borrowed some money from the IMF, etc., but we are also seeing some improvement in tourism, and that is helping us to strengthen our international reserves. So that is my observation. What I would like to see, and I know more than one person has mentioned this, and if we want to continue to see the the S&Ps and the Moody's comment positively on what's going on in Barbados, we have to speedily finalize our negotiations with the foreign debtors. That's something that I must say is a disappointment, and it continues to be a disappointment for a number of other persons, and it's something that we should really put all efforts, as much efforts as possible. I'm not saying that there are no efforts there, but that's something we can really work on. So my two things would be the unemployment needs to be seriously addressed, and the finalization of that negotiation with the, I think in terms of our locals as well, we need to probably improve as it relates to our investments. But if people have less disposable income, of course, they will not have that same latitude to invest more. But I think that is another area for which we haven't spent enough attention, that is educating our population sufficiently enough that they become investors and not just borrowers. That's my comment on the economy for 2019 first half. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the first time I'll be speaking to you.
Pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah. I have a problem with sanitation. This is over 6 months that my garbage has not been collected.
Oh, 6 months?
6 months. The only time my garbage get collected is if I call the nation or Barbados Today and it put in there, then they just send somebody and collect it the next day. Then after that, it going back the same way. I go as far as to speak to everybody at sanitation. I go now to the minister's secretary. Oh, he ain't going to speak to you. That's where he got people out there supposed to be working for. I speak to another of his secretary. She tell me call Jose and Jose. I said to her, but I am a Bajan and I'm in Barbados.
So question for you. You have neighbors?
Yeah.
And their garbage?
My neighbors do get picked up, but mine don't get picked up.
So explain to me. So you live in a residential constructed house?
Yeah.
And not a business.
So there is where, when I call the ministers and the secretary, she told me to call Jose and Jose. I said, so you don't have to pay them? She said, yeah. I said, but I'm a business and I'm in Trinidad or St. Lucia. She told me don't call back there and put down the phone in my ears.
This sounds like if I need definitely some more information, because 6 months is not that's not normal, one and two.
It's normal.
So you have rats and you have infestation and you have quite a bit of.
When you call the health inspector.
So you live. Let me get the facts. Do you live in a secluded area, or are there any vehicles blocking the sanitation? You're suggesting that it is. It is personal.
Personal
between you and who?
What I say is personal. If you come here and you told me to put my stuff here, you was picking it up for 3 years. All of a sudden now, you stop picking it up. The only time you pick it up now is if I call the media. When you call the media, it picks up. Then it stops. It pick up the same radio to call the media.
And you've called the media before. You've called Brass Tacks before. You said it's the first time you're speaking to me.
No, I mean like put it in Barbados Today or the Nation.
Okay. So Brass Tacks then will be another form of media. Okay.
You understand?
So I'm going to ask you to kindly leave your number, because I need to investigate this. This sounds abnormal and I need more information.
When people got friends in certain places, your car seems to get through to certain people. Just like, for instance, yesterday, on the same calling program, and I listened to it, it was here about people dumping illegally and what happened. Mm-hmm. When I call about people are dumping illegally, nobody don't pay any money.
So I'm going to ask if you can kindly leave your number with the producer.
Sure.
Because we need to investigate this a bit more. This does not sound normal.
Okay.
Yeah. So thanks so much for calling. It was a pleasure to talk to you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hello, and a blessed morning to you.
Thank you, and to you.
You and all the listeners.
Yes.
Okay. This is Lolita. And
I think I saw you at did you go to a Heart and Stroke Foundation event at Lloyd Erskine Stanley for a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah,
I saw you. I heard your voice and I said, that lady sounds like a lady.
Yeah.
That calls in.
I listen and I try not to criticize and come up with, this is my country, you know? Mm-hmm. Come up with some ideas that might be able to help out and so on. Garbage. I don't see why a person should take their garbage, even in their own neighborhood, and even like put the garbage on a vacant lot, which happens regularly.
You don't see why it shouldn't
people
be
should
put
do
on,
that
they
why
should?
Why people should do that.
Put on a vacant lot?
On vacant lots.
Why?
And also, like, if there
explain,
is...
Explain why on a vacant lot.
But sometimes it happens. There's a vacant lot, there's nobody living on it, so some people feel it privileged to drop their stuff. There are people from the same neighborhood, and sometimes people pass with cars and do the same thing.
Right, my question to you, are you suggesting that people should do this?
They should not. I don't see why people should do that.
That's why you asked for clarity, because in my mind I'm like, this is not your property. Why?
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying no. I mean, like, sometimes we have issues, and, like, to me, it's so simple. In my neighborhood, everybody has their own can. And it's like, I think people, you know these barrels that come with people bringing with clothing and groceries and everything for the United States?
Yes.
Right. Most of us here have those type of barrels and so on. So I'm saying... People, even if you got two, if one overflows because the child only comes every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever, all right, get three then and keep, and they're very cheap if you need to buy them, and keep the covers and keep your garbage on your lot.
Lolita, you are expecting that everyone thinks like you.
And I want to have... listen there. I just, you know, how you listen. I'm not a teacher. I don't think I could teach you, but we need to learn from each other. Right?
Agreed. And you know, we have some people who don't,
all right,
in Beijing parlance.
There,
they don't
I'm
give to...
out there for the safety of this country, right? I'm going to put it out there. Everybody complaining about the rats and different things like that. All right. Get 1, 2, 3, whatever amount you need, and keep the covers to those barrels and put your garbage in those bags and keep it on your lot. If you get these stuff, child don't come around as often as you would like, spray, because you might get some flies and things, keep some Clorox and spray around those bags with Clorox, and you will see you won't have flies or anything like that. And I think it should be mandated that persons keep their garbage on their property, which happens out here. So it's not something that people ain't doing, right? And I think we will have a better country, because I hate to hear this thing going now all over the world. We expect people to really come here and enjoy this place. The whole place is not like that, and I hope people understand that. The whole place is not like that, but people need to look after each other. The thing with water, similarly, we know, the authorities know, that person, it hurt me when I heard that lady yesterday talking about they can't get water up in St. Andrew. They know it's a high-rise area. They know that when the pumps, electricity go off, the pumps don't work. The Barrett Water Works would say they're going to work in that area or a pump go off or something like that. They need to make sure that those persons have those tanks, whether they be personal tanks or community tanks, and they are always renewed and filled. Why do we have to go over this year after year after year?
It's unfortunate.
And people are, the lady said, people are paying for garbage. So, I mean, it's not this administration only, but it's going on too long. Position those barrels, even if the persons could even get some of the same barrels they're talking about, they're multi-use barrels, and keep some water in your barrel, like the old time days. Maybe you also keep barrels of water. Everybody had a pipe. Because the lady said that even his standpoint was dry.
Yeah, that was surprising.
So I see water trucks passing up and down. I don't know where they're going. But these persons need to be attended to. Minivan.
Well, you're calling us several matters today.
I'm going on minivan. I'm so sorry to hear about the gentleman that lost his life right at his doorstep.
Yes.
So, like, that's something they need to look into deep. Mm-hmm. But if the guys want to work, this is just my suggestion, right?
Mm-hmm.
My humble suggestions. If the guys want to work on their own during the day, I think they should have a partner at night. Mm-hmm. If they're going to work from 6 to 12 or whatever, because there's no buses and people... Not many buses and people still need to go to and fro. So I think they should not take that chance to be going out there on their own from 6 or from 7 to 12.
That
no many money.
Taking a chance.
Get a partner. Right, get a partner and share that money with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be a little better. And whatever means they need to protect themselves, they would do that. But, you know, find a means to protect themselves and get a partner.
So even if you have I thank you. I appreciate it. My only comment would be, even if you have a partner and you do what you have to do, you drop off your partner and then you head home, suppose that is the scenario that gentleman found himself in.
So people, you know, God has given us a brain and a mind to protect, to think. They say they would come together with the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning that.
Yes.
And they would need to plan beyond just being on the road, because this thing about robbery near the home is even going on with people walking the street.
Horrendous. Yes.
See? So, you know, we need to really get it together. This is a beauty. I keep saying that you only know most of the time that it's a beautiful country when you leave and come back. And, like, the real life is outside.
Okay.
The real life is outside. It's not easy either.
There are different parts of outside, though. The world has seven regions of which... Anyway, I take your point, though. There are elements of other places that are not as homely as home.
We need to take care of this beautiful country
that
God has made. All right, thank you.
I'm going to thank you so much for your contribution, Lolita. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We have two WhatsAppers that concur with a previous caller that your garbage is your responsibility. And one that speaks to a thank you for the SSA. Their garbage has been picked up from Fair Pilgrim. And I marvel at this comment, because you pay for garbage to be picked up. Yes, we recently had a new scenario. Before, we weren't paying in those direct taxes. Now we're paying more direct. But it seems as though on the surface that there is indeed a reduction in the service where we are now paying. And that's something the government really needs to put some brakes on and ensure that that's modified or improved, because us customers, us taxpayers out here, we want better. If it is that the mechanics of the scheduling needs to be revamped, if you need to put a system in place, whatever you need to do, this needs to be fixed, and it needs to be fixed urgently. This is something that in 2019 we should not be grappling with, a garbage pickup every month or every 3 weeks or something like that, and sending out notices of thank you, having not had your garbage picked up for 3 and 4 weeks. That's not acceptable. And as persons in the WhatsApp are saying, these are areas that we can improve on as a country, and I fully concur. This is Dr. Brastas.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mrs. Gill. Can
good
you
morning.
Me?
You're on the air. Yes, you are.
Good morning. Wait, you didn't say morning back, so I got that.
Back.
Morning to you. Okay. The lady that called about, I think it was your first caller that was speaking about the garbage not being collected.
Yeah, for 6 months.
I didn't know she made herself quite clear. Because I wouldn't think that she's talking about the garbage that you put side of the road for the sanitation service.
Yeah, we're not overly clear, so that's why I had asked that she leaves her number and her name, and we would try to get some more information. Because
that could have been easily solved by calling the sanitation service. But I think you say it's unusual, but it is possible if it's bulk, garbage bulk, you know, like.
Right, so that's why you said you're not clear on all of the details. I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
If we know what type of garbage it is,
right,
then we can bulk. Add more to, because if it is bulk and it is that type of waste, as mm-hmm. she has been referred to a private entity to remove it, mm-hmm. then that's at her. If it is normal household waste, of course, that's the responsibility of right. the SSA.
Right. Because if it's bulk, it's possible that it could be there for 6 months. Because I experienced something similar where the inspector asked me to put out things, and then I had to wait for a while
to get them removed.
Yeah, but okay. it came eventually. But I think that there should be more like business like, and when I ask you to put out these bulk, you know, if they're coming in a particular date so that you won't put it there to harbor rats and nothing like that. Okay, something more soft, like these Calypso has finished. And you know that I didn't get to hear not
the competition. The competition. Not Calypso, because I heard some up to this morning.
Yeah, the competition. The competition yes. is over. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how involved you is in it, you know, getting to tents and so on.
I went to a tent.
Okay.
And so I went to the fit. Finals.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, you're a fan. You're doing
I participate
more than
in my national festival.
You're doing more than
elements of which. Elements
but,
of it, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I actually ain't got the passion now to really even listen, really, to follow, because there was a time back when there wouldn't be a competition going on at the stadium, and I wouldn't be kind of like following it even on the radio. I mean, back in the days, then it used to be on television, and now it's only radio, so I'd be following the live broadcast from VRB and, you know, switching from VRB to CBC to see
time,
who
times
is
have changed.
Right, things has changed. So I like go sleep now and don't even remember who to check for, to see who's
that
in.
That happens. Then, life changes.
So things
so
has
true.
Changed. And I don't even really know what Classic sing, because I haven't heard the song. Right, that thing. But kudos to
what
Classic.
What he sang again? I oh, one song. He sang and
right.
he
sang one song.
No, well, he did sing one song like all others.
That was the title.
But the title of his song was One Song.
Right.
Played on the word One Song. He played on a bit right. on some names and typical Calypso and very good use of double entendre and that kind of thing.
Well, that is exactly what I want to talk about, because Classic really actually, Classic really good at his craft when it comes to that, right? So kudos to the Classic on winning, because okay. I don't like the idea of the one song business though, really, because
yeah, you don't to listen to the competition and you won't have an opinion on it.
Yes, I can have an opinion.
I didn't even listen to Classic song, but you congratulating Classic.
Yeah, because I know what Classic is capable of. If he win,
he's a gifted Californian in truth.
I know, and you talk about you give me a hint there of what he sang. I know that he would had to be good, right?
He was all right.
Mm. Right. So I don't really relate to the one song business, because it would actually cause people to not really focus more. Like they won't really get to want to. They will want to sing for the judges, right? I know if they used to do that, but they just sing. I like the idea of singing. Making good Calypso. Calypso used to be like what used to be called the watchdog for the people, right?
It still remains. It still has, and that's something that I was really glad that I had the opportunity to listen to some of the stalwarts during some of the fireworks programs or episodes, because it's only one program.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about the role that Calypso plays in terms of history. Even one of our very own, Glenn, he had called in. He was talking to, I think it was the program with Dennis Johnson and Smokey Burke, and the value that Calypso brings to helping us to understand the issues and to hear what people are feeling and stuff like that. So
Yeah. There
is that still there. I know that you are conscious that, but that there's another element to Calypso where we talk now about the soaker and the power soaker and those other elements, those play a role for a different audience. And if you are conflating that with the real calypso, the true calypso sung by the Romeos and the Sparrows and those people of older age, then you're missing the real element of the calypso that you're speaking to, which is the real calypso. Even the winner of the 8 to 10 category, Bit, I thought his calypso was much better than several of the calypsos in the finals that I listened to. Him and the winner of the, both, actually all three, those three junior monarchs were excellent in rendition, in I can't use the terms, you know, I'm not, that's not my area, but they were excellent. But I don't want you to conflate the power soaker and those other jump up soakers with the real calypso, for which we treat as the historical and the topical and that type of thing. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wish they would actually give a name to what they're calling soaker.
Give a name to it. You didn't follow the festival, though. You got a lot of opinion on
it,
though.
Did they give a name to it?
They do give a name to it.
But I
that's
I,
why
I,
they're I two separate competitions.
But I don't like the idea of sweet soaker and like, if soaker is supposed to be sweet, that's what you're trying to say, right?
Okay.
Some people were singing what you call ring bang.
You want to talk to fireworks.
No. I don't want to talk and argue with people.
Fireworks is not an argument scenario.
Right, I just have an opinion.
Okay.
Because this is something that someone will argue with me. I do believe that the Mighty Sparrow has more soca music than he have calypso, right?
So question for you. Did you participate in the festival in any format? Did you go to a Bridgetown market? Did you go to the arts gallery? Did you go to anything?
No.
Okay.
It didn't went to anything because my interest really ain't really there now.
Okay.
Right? But I was saying that I just have an opinion.
That's
Mighty
all right.
Sparrow have more soca than he have calypso, right?
Point taken.
Right. Whether you agree or not. But
point
I can
taken.
Tell you, I can tell you why the Mighty Sparrow is what
I want to hurry up on this calypso point, though.
Right. I can tell you why Sparrow is the calypso king, right?
But Sparrow even from Barbados, though, so how he got in?
No. But I'm telling you the difference. There was an argument on fireworks. What's the difference?
So why you didn't call fireworks, though?
Lisa, you can let me talk and get off the point.
You made the point already. You said that he has more power, more soca.
It was a discussion about soca and calypso on fireworks, and to me, it ain't even solved yet.
And wait, got to do with brass stats?
We got to do with brass stats.
Yeah.
Educate people the difference between the two art forms, or the difference between the two things. Brass about education.
I will let you finish your point.
I have an opinion.
No, I will let you finish your point.
Wait, just let me finish my point.
Yeah, say what you have to say.
The Mighty Sparrow got a song called The Soca Man, right? Mm-hmm. And he's singing in that song that he is the king of calypso. He is not a soca man.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what calypso is all about. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's for lyrics. that's all it is.
Okay.
You can sing soca.
No argument with you.
But if you're clever, Sparrow is a clever calypsonian. Okay. That would make you great. All right, my next point.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah, I got another one. Right.
Continue.
My next one is about emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got done with this one.
That's
all right. Because the guy also was associated with poverty, right? But they got what you call economical emancipation. Mm-hmm. And black people need to get out of that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he mean, because he associated with poverty. But you can be poor. I don't think that you're poor. I might not got much wealth, but you're as poor as you think. But it got something to do with emancipation of the mind, not having possession, right? Mm-hmm. And the only way that black people could emancipate themselves is that black people down here in the Caribbean got to know who they are first, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You had a conversation and you asked if you was African.
Mm-hmm. I remember that conversation.
Black people need first to when they vote for politicians, tell them what you want and try to get together and enforce what you want, you as the people, because you also got the power. But if you follow ideologies of politicians, you will never honest. You will always want emancipation, because it is the slavery politicians that is there keeping you right part you is. Right? Mm-hmm. Because our ethnicity is not African. We are descendants of Africans. But if you don't got wisdom, it's wisdom that need to take you out of this. Because politicians is come with a lot of theory and ideology, and they are the ones that influence your mind. So you have to think for yourself, and when you put politicians in power, you actually tell them what you want and be their masters and not be their servant. I will get back to that, but I will leave you with that, Lisa. Have a nice day.
That's a good one. Thanks so much for your contribution. This is Don't Brass Stats.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I hope I'm given, and I'm not being critically last part because of my his contributions to be very interesting. I hope I'm given some time. You read yesterday's paper?
No.
Well, when you get a chance, I'm not going to go into details on this. You will see on page 6, mm-hmm. shoplifter, for a 6 months bond. I got any details.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the program numerous times when people were bringing back home, and they said that sending home people are going to create crime. And they also said, people talk about what people do, but they don't talk about the cause. Right? It hurt me. And they sure it hurt any right-thinking person, whether Barbadian or not, to have read what I read yesterday. Also, same paper.
You mean about the shoplifter getting the 6 months?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 6 months more. And also in the same paper, MPs clash over lack of lights.
Over lack of?
Of lights, like street lighting.
Okay.
This is the second time that the Minister of Public Work, the Honorable, do I hate to use that word? I can use it because it's his duty. I really can use it. But we're relentless. William Dugan have put money before people. The last first thing was the picnic, where they had almost all the buses of transport board, and people couldn't get buses to go where they wanted to go, work, wherever. Now, it could have been twofold, because they have constructed workers, former drivers who are there on our contract. What could have been done in that scenario? You could have allowed that contracted worker, or driver, to take the people to the picnic with one of the regular drivers and let the regular driver know, come back on route and go back to the picnic area when it's about to be finished. It could have worked that way. Kurt Humphrey is talking about proper street lighting in his constituency. And as you know, lighting, proper street lighting is very, very important. Mr. Dugate is saying it's going to cost $16 million. I want Mr. Dugate to know it's not your money. Some of it might be yours. It's everybody in this island who's paying money. It's our money, not yours. This is the second time that you have been putting money before people. And I think it's time you him to, right? Because, yes, he may not be responsible for the actual murders, but anyway, he is. Because you're not enforcing laws or amending laws to deal with the situation. You're not. So you have to be held accountable for it. I'm very serious about this. Right? The people too have to take some blame because they should be putting pressure on these two particular ministers. You see, Mr. Humphrey and Mr. Abram, I love those two young men. Here we go. I love them. They are two hands-on ministers. They don't duck from the responsibilities. And if Mr. Dugan is thinking to do what our boy has suggested about inviting me to the ministry of meeting you. It ain't gonna happen. I ain't coming neither. Any discussions with me and any politician when it concerns the people in Barbados and what affects the people in Barbados must be held in a public forum where everyone is privy to hear what is going on. Nobody can invite me into no room. So if you think about that, that ain't gonna happen. You are a representative of the people. You are not a representative of just the Barbados Party. You were put there to represent the people. And I think the people should start making demands, start begging, start demanding. They're very serious about this. How can you put, tell me how much a human life is worth? How many millions? Tell me. I would bet you as it was a portion of
death on the cross. If I tell you, I mean, I won't hear my answer.
I will listen to you. I am sure if an election was pending, that same Mr. Duguay would tell me, yes, they can do it and they can do that. I am sick and tired of that. And I'm angry. Okay. I am red angry. I am very, very angry. I want to say a thing to the ones who are like Cowboys and corner and criticize me. When they come on this program, it don't be about Mr. P. It don't ever be about Mr. P. So when leftists may not always be correct, I can tell you this, I can guarantee you this, my concerns are always correct. So when you criticize my contributions, what you're doing is telling those disadvantaged people who I'm speaking on behalf of, you don't give a damn about them. Stop being political, y'all folks and pinks, and be men and stand up. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Mr. P. Someone says, good morning. Please tell Mr. P that being sent home does not mean you have to steal. I've seen a woman who's had her days at work reduced and she has started selling bread and vegetables. When life gives you lemon, you make lemonade. Each negative is to teach us a lesson. Determine if you're going to make a positive or a negative from being given a hard blow. This is Down to Brass Tacks.